KFIZ News Time is 10:39, coming up on 10:40 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating and Cooling Studios here at KFIZ. It is Wednesday, July 7th of 2021. Time for our monthly chat with the Fond du Lac County Health Department, talking about the latest health news and topics. Of course, a lot of the conversation will be focused on COVID vaccines and information about COVID, but finally starting to maybe turn the corner in our topics with Kim Miller, the Fond du Lac County Health Department Public Health Officer here joining us on the phone line here this morning. Kim, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you today?
Good morning, Spencer. Doing good, minus the weather.
That is true. I said yesterday I was thankful to be in the air conditioning. Today I'm just thankful to be inside, period, because of the rain. So
exactly.
But thanks for taking some time to chat. We're starting a new month here in July. Of course, we've been in the new month for a while, just past the 4th of July holiday. Still plenty of summer to enjoy. And we mentioned last month when we talked, Kim, it feels like a normal summer. You know, I was out over the weekend with, you know, fireworks displays and grilling food with family and friends. And we look back to where we were just a year ago and all those things. Of course, fireworks displays and such were put on hold or severely limited because of the pandemic. Obviously, still keeping things in mind and still, you know, following the latest news and information about COVID-19. But I don't need to, you know, speak any differently when I say we're in a much different spot than we were a year ago. And that's definitely some good news to talk about, right?
Yeah, and I think, you know, we need to concentrate on that as well. We are in a much better spot than we were a year ago. And, you know, it has a lot to do with that we have a vaccine that is available, it is safe, it is effective, and it's helping to lessen the number of cases we have circulating. It's helping to minimize the amount of people who end up in the hospital, and it's definitely affecting in a positive way how many deaths that we're experiencing.
Looking at the numbers, I have the dashboard pulled up here for the states when it comes to receiving at least one dose. Looks like still a touch over 50% have received at least one dose, according to the latest numbers from DHS. Do you have an update on where we stand county-wise with vaaccine numbers, Kim?
Yeah, so percent of residents in Fond du Lac County that have received at least one dose, we are at 43.2%, so compared to the state at that 50.5%. So a little less than, you know, what the state average is experiencing. So we're just kind of slowly creeping up day by day. There are many different avenues or places you can go to get a vaccine, whether it would be your primary care provider's office, making a phone call, making an appointment. You know, there are some areas that also do accept walk-ins. You could probably call and make an appointment and get into a Walgreens, you know, lots of different places, lots of different opportunities to get the vaccine. When I think about Fond du Lac County Health Department specifically, we are offering appointment-only vaccinations here on Tuesdays from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., as well as Thursdays from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., and we just ask that they call the main number, and we can get them scheduled in.
Yeah, like you said, Tuesdays and Thursdays with those appointments. And I know, Kim, we had talked in the last couple months about those targeted vaccine clinics at different community events. I know there was one at, I think, Juneteenth. There was the Pride picnic a week or two ago. Walleye Weekend, you folks are out there. Those specific vaccine clinics, I would assume those are going to continue here in the months to come, too.
Yeah, what we're doing with the upcoming different events that are going on is we kind of assess, you know, the crowd that's going to be there and really assess the need and, you know, how much vaccine, what type of vaccine to bring. So if we are going to be at an event, you know, we will share that ahead of time. We'll put that on our Facebook page, on our website to let everybody know. I think the next big event that's coming up for Fond du Lac County would be our Fond du Lac County Fair next week. And so we don't have it solidified quite yet, but hopefully in the next couple days I'll be able to push information out. But we are working with the National Guard to see if we can get an opportunity at the Fond du Lac County Fair.
And has been response been good at those targeted events? Have there been people who have found that convenient and that it served its purpose in meeting people kind of where they are, as we've talked about before?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, a couple of the events in the beginning when we first started doing the target events were a little bit more successful than some. But again, just looking at, you know, the type of event, individuals that are coming, you know, it really depends on, you know, what the outcome is. So I think it really just depends. And, you know, we do find that we are running into a lot of individuals that, you know, yeah, they may have taken up this opportunity, but they already are vaccinated. So, you know, they obviously don't need to take advantage of the opportunity because they're fully vaccinated.
Right. And that's certainly good. You hope to reach the people that aren't fully vaccinated, obviously. And we see that slow progress. Obviously, slow progress is better than no progress when it comes to vaccination numbers. But as someone in public health, does that slow trickle, does that concern you that we're not going to reach where we need to be, in a certain amount of time at all?
Well, you know, I think there's always a concern, and I think the biggest concern kind of brings us to potentially the next topic, which would be, you know, so we have COVID-19 that, you know, was a virus when it first started, and coronaviruses tend to mutate. It's just a part of what they do, and a lot of times their mutations are small, they're subtle, and it is likely that, you know, most or many of the vaccines created you know, will be effective. But the concern would be that if it mutates to such a point that now the vaccine that we do have currently available is no longer effective against a variant in the future. So when I look at the variants that are currently circulating in Wisconsin, could be circulating in Fond du Lac County, so far the vaccines that are available to us are still show to provide protection against the variants that are circulating, including what we kind of hear a little bit more of, and that would be that Delta variant. And, you know, the scientists are closely investigating it to make sure that, you know, it is effective against the Delta variant. But that, to me, would be the biggest concern. We don't have enough people vaccinated specifically in Fond du Lac County to have that herd immunity. So if there is viruses that are circulating out there, they have an opportunity to continue to spread because there isn't enough people that are fully vaccinated. So if there is a mutation, and it is a mutation where the vaccine that's not, where the vaccine is not no longer effective against that variant, you know, that's where we could have, you know, bigger outbreaks. That's where we can have increase in cases. We want to avoid that.
Right. So, you know, obviously there's the Delta variant you mentioned. If people watch the national news or hear, you know, on the national scale, they talk about, you know, the Delta variant increasing in X amount of states. And obviously you don't want to, you know, take it lightly. You don't want to not take it seriously. But at the same time, I think a lot of people maybe have moved on and you know, they want to get back to pre-pandemic life. How worried do we need to be about the Delta variant here in Wisconsin? If we're vaccinated, obviously you mentioned we're probably good for now, but is there obviously concern that it could change in the months to come?
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's the Delta variant now, but what type of variant is it going to be in the future? And the more people we can get vaccinated, the less chance that virus has to mutate and mutate to such a point that the vaccine we currently have available would no longer be effective. And, you know, that to me would be the biggest concern. When I think about my three kids that aren't able to be vaccinated in any way yet, you know, to me that would be the biggest concern, that all of a sudden there's a variant that now starts affecting children in a more negative way than it has in the past. You know, I think we're very lucky and fortunate to have the viruses that and the variants that have been circulating so far only affecting our kids in such a minimal way. And, you know, but the concern would be if the virus mutates to such a point where now there's a new variant that it more negatively affects our kids than it has in the past, and we don't have a vaccine that's effective or able to be used for the children. So to me, that would be the biggest concern. And that would be the biggest reason why, as an adult or anybody 12 years old and older, should consider getting a vaccine, because the less opportunity we can have for that virus to spread from person to person, less chance we have for that virus to mutate, and the less chance we have for that virus to mutate to such a point where it now negatively affects a population that it hasn't in the past.
Yeah, well, we want to be back in school. We want our kids to be back in school. We want activities to return to normal. They want to have adjusted sports seasons and the like. And, you know, people want masks to be optional, especially for kids. I think, you know, that's all things we need to take into consideration, right?
Yeah, you know, I think those are all valid points. And, you know, I do think that, yes, that's what we want to get back to. I'm just saying, you know, we need to be cautious. I'm not saying that those things are wrong to consider or wrong to think. I think it's just, you know, we're kind of in that vulnerable state of we need to be cautious in you know, the decisions that we're making.
Has there been any progress on a vaccine? I don't know if you'd know the answer to this, but has there been any progress on the vaccine for kids under 12 at all, or no?
You know, no, nothing that I'm hearing that will come out, you know, on this X date. But I am hearing that people are hopeful that there could be a possibility that the vaccine could be available, like in fall, like late September, beginning of October time.
Kim, go ahead.
In the health department, we are working on plans to figure out how we're going to go into the school setting. Like we haven't last year, we did kind of a drive-through with influenza vaccine to help with that access to influenza, free influenza vaccines for children. We do plan to go back into the school setting this fall. So to me, that only helps with that access for some parents. It's much easier for them to sign a consent form and have their child get that influenza vaccine in that school setting. So we are going to go back to doing it how we used to do it. And my hope is to also then replicate that opportunity for COVID vaccinations in that school setting for any parents that would be interested in that opportunity.
Very good. Kim, you mentioned if people want to set up an appointment for a COVID vaccine through the health department, they can call the office. What's that number for people who want to schedule that appointment?
They just need to call 929-3085. And then press 4 to talk to somebody, and somebody will get you scheduled right away.
Excellent, Kim. Thanks as always. Have a great rest of the day. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you.
Mattawa County Public Health Officer Kim Miller joining us here on KFIZ. The latest updates on COVID vaccinations, talking about the Delta variant.